Looks like Jim from Kent's been waiting a little while. Thank you for your patience. Jim, what's on your mind?
Thank you very much, Dr. Wright. I have been diagnosed with a rotator cuff tear, and would gene therapy help that in any way?
Do you mean the cell rejuvenation therapy, sir?
Right.
Probably not. Yes, if the cuff is torn, if we were to use cells from that tissue, it would help some. But depending on how badly it's torn, that's the key thing. If it's just a little bit, yeah, it might help. But if it's an average athletic tear, unfortunately, that sometimes needs surgery to put it back where it belongs.
Yeah, it doesn't. I'm going to come in and make an appointment with Dr. Sherman and talk to him. But the thing, though, is I went to this doctor, and I just wasn't happy. I think he was just wanted to do surgery right off the bat. And I want to, you know, because I can still golf. I golfed 18 holes, and
oh,
I was a little sore. But so, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'll wait. You go ahead.
Okay. I don't know if the doctor has a car payment or a house in Maui that he wants to pay off.
Well, I know the rush to surgery does seem that way sometimes, sir. I understand that. But considering what you just said, namely you're able to golf and it hurts a little and it's not too bad, yes, it could help. What we'd be using is, again, the contents of fetal animal cells, which are quite safe. And since 1993, we had one person have an allergic reaction, and that was a mild one, and that's it. They're quite safe. And what they do is they help the particular tissue to regrow itself. Now, in this particular case, I'm sure Dr. Sherman or any of us dumb doctors would be wanting to know, where is that tear? Is it mostly the cartilage that's damaged, or is it into the tendons? Because it requires separate cells for each one. But once that's found out, if you can do the golfing, sir, and you're hurting only a little, then under those circumstances, I'd say it's worth a try.
Yeah, and it's not, I don't even hurt. It just gets sore, so I just ice it.
Yeah, well, that's why I say it's worth a try, because this does not sound severe. The severe ones, they do need surgery, but this does not sound severe.
Right. Okay, well, I will go in and see Dr. Sherman, and we'll discuss it, and I'll bring all the paperwork and all the information that I can't understand, because it's just Greek.
That's gonna, well, sir, you know why doctors use so much Latin and Greek, don't you? And so do lawyers. Why do doctors and lawyers use so much Latin and Greek?
Why?
So they can charge more, sir. That's the rules.
Right.
The same thing, though. It's not just doctors and lawyers. When I go get the transmission on my car fixed, I can't understand a word the man said, the mechanic.
Oh, I know.
And he can charge me more, too. There you go.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for calling, sir. And I'll say hi to Dr. Sherman about this, too.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get in within the next 2 weeks.
I'll say hi to him during that time.
Okay.
I surely will.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.